Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
So the federal court is presented with preliminary arguments now in the legal challenge of Justin Trudeau's government's invoking the Emergencies Act in February of this year. Now, liberals continue to insist their action was necessary, and they challenge reports in the documents suggesting they had options. Mr. Trudeau is now hauling the allies into the argument, saying Canada's allies, the United States, really felt it was necessary that the Emergencies Act was invoked. Maybe Joe Biden didn't mention the Emergencies Act by name. Maybe Joe didn't remember what it was called. Christine Van Gyne joins us, litigation director of the Canadian Constitution Foundation. The CCF filed an application in late February for a judicial review of the Trudeau government's decision to invoke the Emergencies Act. Hi, Christine.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Good to have you with us. What is the case the CCF is making before the federal court?
So the merits of the hearing is what we say is that the high legal threshold for invoking the Emergencies Act, which is extraordinary legislation, it's the replacement to the War Measures Act. The threshold to use this incredibly powerful legislation is very, very high. This is legislation that allows the government to make new criminal laws without parliamentary oversight. Incredibly powerful. And the threshold for it to met is also very high. It's supposed to be for things like wars or terrorism. And we do not believe it was met in this case in order for the convoy to be cleared out of Ottawa. The convoy was cleared ultimately using traditional police tools. And we have heard from the RCMP commissioner and from the acting chief of police in Ottawa that they did not request the Emergencies Act to be used. And the federal government, the politicians, seem to have misled us on that because they originally, as you played in that clip, said that the law enforcement did ask for it. And law enforcement says no. So we are challenging their use of that legislation as unlawful, that the threshold was not met, and therefore the regulations that were introduced under that legislation were unconstitutional. Those are the regulations that restricted gatherings and the regulations that froze bank accounts.
Yeah, that's another issue. So the Emergencies Act really, as I keep saying, it's the nuclear option for Parliament because it changes everything. It compromises the civil rights of Canadians for as long as it's in place. Now, what I find really interesting was the time frame. It's illustrative to me that the EA was not needed. It was removed just a few days after being invoked. So if the nation is in fundamental crisis, then I would expect such a crisis would not be dismantled in 10 days.
I mean, I wouldn't rule out that possibility, right? Like the idea of the Emergencies Act is that it's a temporary situation. So the use of the Emergencies Act is always supposed to be temporary. What raises my suspicions in the use here was that they invoked it and then they repealed it right before the Senate was set to vote on confirming the use of that legislation. And it was looking, from political observers' commentary and just sort of the news reports about this, it was looking like the Senate was not going to confirm the use of the Emergencies Act. And repealing it meant that the government wouldn't need to face that vote in the Senate, which would be politically devastating. Now, of course, we don't know what ultimately would have happened because they repealed, but that's a big red flag for me.
Yeah, your counsel at the court pointed to the government making poor decisions, establishing and maintaining a proper record for its actions, and decision-making would make things a lot easier now.
I think what we have been really focused on this past week is the hearing that took place on Monday. On Monday, we have said, I mean, we have argued that if the government's going to invoke this legislation, they need to justify it, they need to provide an explanation. They have not done that. Instead, they have basically provided us with two sentences that are essentially a restatement of the standard in that legislation. They said that it was an urgent temporary situation that was national in scope, which is just kind of a restatement of the actual legislation. So it's kind of like saying the Emergencies Act was justified because it was justified. Like, that is not sufficient.
No, it isn't.
So what we have done is we brought a motion at the federal court asking the government to be compelled to provide more information. We've asked for access to the minutes from the what's called the Incident Response Group, which is sort of the secretive closed-door group made up of law enforcement, of senior government officials, and of cabinet ministers. And we asked for minutes from that group, and we asked for minutes from cabinet. And the government did provide some of those documents. And getting around cabinet confidence that way is very unusual at all. So we did get access to some documents, which has been widely reported. It was on the cover of the Globe and Mail, covered the Toronto Star on Friday. But those documents, again, were highly redacted. So we have asked for the redactions to be removed so that the court can do its job in assessing whether or not the use of that legislation was justified. If the government will not provide us with an explanation, we may be arguing that an adverse inference should be drawn against the government. If they're not going to provide an explanation, we should be assuming that they do not have a good one.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.